Renee Kerrigan is always kind enough to talk to us about the things we don't understand. Hi, Renee Kerrigan. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good. And many years ago, 2017, there was an eclipse.
That's right.
And you and I and Danny on the back plaza, the Sun Plaza, is that what we call
That's
it?
Right.
Behind the museum and planetarium. Yeah. We created our own human version.
The
of
Plaza
the
of Totality.
A highly technical model of a solar eclipse.
It was very well done.
Yeah.
You were Mother Earth,
I was
and
Mother
at the
Earth.
Time you were with child.
Yes. Yeah.
So that made it appropriate. I was the sun and Dan was the moon.
Yeah.
And we filmed it, and Caleb did track it down. We'll put it up on Facebook shortly after this interview today.
Yeah. I can't wait to see it again.
I will not look
Actually,
at it.
Actually, it was, you know, of all the weird, dumb stuff we've done, this was one of the better ones.
It was. It was great. So tell us, I get so frustrated, because there's people that will find a conspiracy or a story that they want to tell related to scientific things like an eclipse.
Right.
And they'll articulate that out into the world. And I see a lot of it. And what I want you to tell me is, how long have we known this eclipse is going to happen?
Oh, hundreds. NASA can predict solar eclipses hundreds of years into the future, and we can say when they've happened, you know, hundreds
That's
of years
exactly
into the
what
past.
I was wanting you to tell me. This is not like a surprise.
No.
No one has manipulated
Back
anything.
In 2017, when we made that video, I knew that this eclipse was going to be coming up in 2024 already.
Yeah. So just everybody relax.
Yeah, it's, because the way the sun and the moon and the earth move, it's pretty predictable.
It's very predictable. It's all something that we can use math equations to figure out.
Yeah. And therein lies the rub. Let's face it. Most of us, Dan and I included, not good at math.
Yeah.
So we'll just fill in the holes of our math inadequacy with stories.
Right?
Right. That's what we do. All right.
By the way, this happened just a few days ago. They would have blamed the bridge collapse on it.
Yes. Anything
that happens, they would,
I did read a story this morning I thought was interesting. This happened back in 2017. The number of fatal car accidents went up. And it was not because the moon, like, put bad juju on us or something. We forgot how to drive. It's because so many people travel.
5 million people traveled to the Path of Totality in 2017. I gave a talk to the Illinois Highway Engineers and looked it up, the stats for that. So a lot of people do travel to the eclipse, and the vast majority go by car.
And the economic impact for those communities is
It's
high.
Very, very positive. So all along the Path of Totality, that's our good band
I
name for
it.
Today.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
There will be towns that are putting on festivals, that are doing different activities, that are, you know, they're really ramping up to host a lot of people to view this wonderful natural phenomenon.
Tell me,
is my old alma mater, Carbondale, have a big festival?
They are having a big to-do because Carbondale is incredibly lucky. Only 7 years apart, two total solar eclipse paths cross in that town, which is very, very rare. And so they're doing it again.
And, you know, here's the thing. In Carbondale, they'll be going, hey, when's the eclipse? They go, dude, that was yesterday.
By the way, going back to conspiracy for a second, there is one that, because of the crossing there at Carbondale, those paths, and Giant State Park, is that the name of that big park?
Giant City.
Giant City.
Yeah.
Well, I saw one guy articulate the fact, Danny, that there are indeed giants out there.
Yeah.
And that they will be woken up by this eclipse.
By the way, the best place in southern Illinois to watch it is Bald Knob Cross.
Okay.
Which is, you can see three or four states from there.
Is that about the closest to the zone of totality, Carbondale?
So actually, a slightly shorter drive would be for you to go towards the Indianapolis area, because Indianapolis is in the path of the Path of Totality. This time around is different than the one in 2017. It starts in Mexico, goes through Texas, and all the way up through the eastern United States with Maine and that sort of thing.
Physically, tell us exactly what happens.
Well, exactly what's happening is that the moon blocks out the light of the sun, and if you're in the right spot on the earth, you can see that the moon fully block out the light of the sun for about 4 minutes in the middle of the day. And the reason this is able to happen is because even though the moon is 400 times smaller than the sun, it's also 400 times closer to the earth. So they are the exact same apparent size in our sky. Now, normally during a new moon phase where the moon passes between the sun and the earth, the moon's shadow goes a little bit above the earth or a little bit below the earth. And so the reason solar eclipses are rare is it's only every so often that the moon will pass directly between the sun and the earth, that the shadow will hit the earth, and that where that shadow crosses is close to where you live, because sometimes it's happening on the other side of the world or over the ocean.
So it, and if you're going to look at it, have the right glasses, but if and the proper glasses. If you're just out walking around, your eyeballs aren't going to catch on fire and fall out of your head.
No eyeballs will catch on fire, I promise. Now, in the Peoria area on April 8th, the sun will be 95% eclipse. So we'll observe a partial solar eclipse here. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be happening right around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And even if you don't have the eclipse shades, even if you weren't paying attention, you probably would notice that it'll get a little bit dimmer. It'll get a little bit cooler. Mm-hmm. But you do have to use your eye protection to look at
it. Yeah, talk about that eye protection. I had a story a couple of days ago that there are bad people out there trying to sell you ones that don't work.
Yeah.
And they said you got to really make sure that you have the proper ones. What do you do? How do you find those?
Well, we are selling them in the museum store, and we have a good stock, so you can get them in our store. They are, I've seen them sold locally, and what you should do is there's a number on the back of them. It's a certification number. Just look at that number and do a quick search, and you'll be able to verify that they are the ones that are, have been certified to be
safe. Yeah, I'd be leery if you're getting them at a junkyard or a bait shop.
yeah, be careful where you're buying them. Just go to the museum. Get them.
Yeah.
That's easy. When is the next one?
Well, the next one that crosses the United States is not until 2045, 21 years from now.
Yeah.
So at the end of the year...
Are we still doing this show then? Because I really don't want to.
No.
Can we be done?
This will be the last time that we'll be talking to Renee about a total eclipse.
Well, that made me sad.
Yeah,
that made me real sad.
Well, then we have to
stick
around.
Well, now, some eclipses happen someplace on the Earth roughly every 6 months somewhere.
Really?
But
really?
It will not cross the United States until 2045.
I want to circle back to what you said. I never knew, and it's very interesting to me, that the sun is 400 times larger than the moon, but the moon is 400 times closer to us than the sun. Do you not think that is a weird coincidence?
It's just a strange chance of geometry. There are around other planets, if you were like floating in the atmosphere of Jupiter, Jupiter's got a lot more moons than Earth does. And every so often, if you were in the right spot of Jupiter, you would also be able to see a solar eclipse. But it would look a lot smaller and different.
That's interesting, though. And by the way, what you said, the strange chance of geometry. Was what my geometry professor always wrote on my test scores.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing, Greg. That's a strange chance of geometry there. Go buy your glasses at the Peoria Riverfront Museum store. When do you open? When does the store open?
The store's open the same hours of the museum, so Tuesdays through Saturdays from 10 to 5, Sundays from noon to 5.
You got plenty of time, and while you're down there, go see something and enjoy. April 8th is the eclipse.
It's a partial solar eclipse here in Peoria.
95%.
95%, which means you need your eclipse glasses or other eye protection to view it. It starts at around 12:47. So if you want, that's when you would be able to see the moon first. We like to say take a bite out of the sun, so start to cover up the sun.
Like it.
And then it's maximum right around 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And then it goes...
And then it goes away the other...
So the whole... When will it finally pass the entire sun?
So it'll be totally over at 3:19 in the afternoon. But I have to tell you, in my experience, most people like to watch the first part. They like to watch to maximum and then maybe 10 minutes after. And then they're like, okay, that was cool.
Yeah.
Now let's go have some
reviews. Well, that's why you need the partial eclipse golf outing, Greg.
Right. Those are the kind of golf outings I like.
Yeah.
Real short.
Yeah.
The ladies in my neighborhood last time at 17, they stayed way past.
Right.
Way past. They
you
were up in the cul-de-sac
having
a wonderful time.
So if you are interested in watching this with a bunch of other people, it can be a lot of fun to have a sort of a party environment to watch the solar eclipse. And we are having a free solar eclipse viewing party at the museum that Monday, April 8th from 12:30 to 2:30. We have a bunch of community partners coming. We have food trucks coming. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's great. Do you have to buy tickets for that? Or
You can reserve your spots online on our website, riverfrontmuseum.org, but it's a free event sponsored by Sun Collectors.
Nice. That's a group that's very community-oriented, aren't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool. So
Maui Jim's would be a good sponsor for that.
I do want to ask that. Well, you're leading me into my question. So you said get those glasses, special glasses, which you can buy at the museum, not exclusively, other places sell them, but make sure you have real ones, not fake ones. But you can't just wear sunglasses, right?
Right. No, please don't. You would hurt your eyes. Yeah. So you need to have the proper eclipse glasses, which with those, the only thing you can see is the sun. You won't be able to see. If you can hold them up and look at a bright light and see light through it, they're the wrong kind. So you should only be able to see the sun.
Sunglasses are not strong enough.
Is Sun Collectors a specific brand or what is it?
Sun Collectors is a local community provider. Oh, and yeah, they've sponsored some planetarium.
So
They're a company.
Is there Eclipse brand glasses?
Well, here's what I wanted to ask is I come from this field that I'm about to say.
Yeah.
Can you wear a welding helmet?
So you can wear a welding helmet if you know the grade. It's recommended to use number 14 welder's glass. I understand there's different grades.
Yes, there is.
Yep.
I used to sell them.
Yeah.
You don't know that about me. I used to sell welding equipment. My dad was in the welding supply business, and I was the welding helmet guy.
I want to see a picture of like five people out on a back deck with welding helmets on and cocktails in their heads.
With a big long straw coming up underneath so you can drink it while you keep the helmet down. It's fantastic. Well, thank you for this. Now, real quick, just address briefly. We got 2 minutes. There are a lot of, you go out on social media, there's a lot of conspiracy things. I don't know if it's conspiracy, just wild stories. There's this big planet X.
Right.
What's the name of that planet?
Nibiru,
which doesn't exist.
And no astronomers have ever found any evidence for it.
And indeed, in fact, what I read enough about it, if indeed it did exist, it would have ruined the orbits of all the other planets because it's supposed to be this big.
Well, you know what it is, Greg, though? The aliens have a magnetic field around it, and you can't see it.
That's what it is. Yeah. And then there's religious overtones. Yes. People have always done that. Real quick, your thoughts on that? Through history.
Sure. Throughout history, people have seen this amazing, wonderful, and awe-inspiring thing happening in the sky. I mean, the moon blocks out the light of the sun in the middle of the day, and if you don't understand what is physically happening, of course that would make you feel like there's a sign from above or something scary is happening. So historically, eclipses have been seen as, you know, sort of portents or signs from some higher power. We do know the science of what's happening for the eclipse, but it's also easy to latch almost any sort of story on. Yeah.
Well, because it's so mysterious to most of us, right? We don't have your knowledge. And I do want to reiterate something you said at the beginning of this conversation 20 minutes ago or so, is that we have known of this eclipse for hundreds of years. The math doesn't change.
Right. And we know the ones coming up for future hundreds of years. Now, there's one last thing I haven't had a chance to say that I really want to say, which is that this is worth your time to travel to totality. If you like natural events, if you think this sounds interesting, I really highly encourage all your listeners to try to go to see the totality. So it's 95% here in Peoria. That's worth observing, but it is almost a million times better to get to the path of totality to be able to see the total solar eclipse. It's a different experience than seeing the partial, and it's not that far of a drive. You can go towards Indianapolis. You can go down towards Southern Illinois. It's wonderful, beautiful, rare experience, and there won't be another one that crosses the United States until 2045.
I'm telling you, go to Bald Knot Cross. But stop at their wineries first. They have excellent wine there. Maybe you know this off the top of your head, or maybe you can Google it for us. Has anyone ever had a baby during this and name their child Eclipse?
I have heard stories about it. Of course, in 2017, I was very visibly pregnant because I had my child 2 weeks after that solar eclipse. People ask me all the time, what if you have your baby during the eclipse? And I said, well, I would be missing the eclipse, so I don't want that to happen.
Oh,
I know people who got married during eclipses.
Really?
So people,
is there a baby named Eclipse?
I don't know the answer to that, but there must be.
I'll look that up for you.
That'd be a good name.
PeoriaRiverfrontMuseum.org. Any questions, you can just go to that website. You can find out find out about that party. Go to the party if you're not going to travel to the zone of totality. Is that right? Zone of totality. It's good to see you, Renee. Enjoy yourself. I know you're traveling for it, so have a great time.